You're listening to SBS News.
United States President Donald Trump has announced he won't attend two major Asia-Pacific summits in November. Instead, his Vice President Mike Pence will head the US delegation at the United States ASEAN Summit in Singapore and the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Meeting in Papua New Guinea. The White House says Mr. Trump asked him to attend to highlight the United States' vision of a free and open Indo-Pacific based on respect for sovereignty, the rule of law, and the principles of free, fair, and reciprocal trade. It says in a statement, Mr. Pence looks forward to meeting with US allies and partners from across the region to advance security, prosperity, and freedom for all. But a senior lecturer at RMIT University's School of Global Studies in Melbourne, Dr. Binoy Campmark, says the move has triggered minor disquiet.
It has registered some concern in the usual security circles. Singapore, for example, the US Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit is one of those that is treated quite seriously by Washington normally, certainly when it comes to the presidential level.
In a blow to Australia, a rumoured trip down under has also been dropped. Australia's relations with President Trump got off to a notoriously rocky start, with Mr. Trump apparently hanging up on then-Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull during their introductory phone call. Since then, ties have thawed, with newly installed Prime Minister Scott Morrison reportedly enjoying what was termed a great discussion via phone with the President. But Dr. Campmark says while the United States and Australia will undoubtedly remain allies, other twists, such as the continued omission of a new US ambassador to Australia, continue to point to a downshift in importance. A visiting scholar at the United States Studies Centre at the University of Sydney, Dr. Charles Edel, says the United States knows some will see Mr. Trump's cancellation as a slight. But he points out the president is facing considerable domestic pressure, between investigations into such matters as Russian meddling in the 2016 election and claims of payoffs for alleged mistresses. And most pressing in November, Dr. Edel says, figures to be the US midterm elections, where the Republicans could lose their majority in the House of Representatives.
If we look at how Trump has behaved at other international meetings, when we look at where he might be in the direct aftermath, I mean, we're talking about 2 weeks after the midterm elections that look like he very much might be kind of in the corner. That strikes me as a very bad formula for any host country that would be hosting Trump. And so having Pence come strikes me as a much better outcome for Australia.
Dr. Campmark agrees Mr. Pence's presence would still be a boon for Australian interests. He says the Vice President has already displayed a keen interest in the region.
He's made it very clear that he regards a security strategy in the Asia-Pacific against the emerging threat of China, at least as it's perceived in Washington, is very important. So whether it becomes the issue of an alliance system there coping with emerging Chinese influence in the Pacific, when it comes to, of course, the issue of military exercises, and when it comes to the matter, of course, of the island disputes and so on, he's very much of the view that China has to be contained in some way.
Donald Trump's dislike of major multinational summits is well known, with the recent G7 and NATO meetings showcasing his impatience and aversion to cooperation. Mr. Trump will travel to France to participate in the November 11th commemoration of the 100th anniversary of the armistice that ended World War I. He will also make a side trip to Ireland. Later in the month, he will attend the G20 summit in Buenos Aires, where he's expected to have his first in-person meeting with Scott Morrison. Asked about the cancellation on his first international trip as Prime Minister to Indonesia, Mr. Morrison said he wasn't offended. He says he too has to reassess his priorities sometimes.
This back end of the year is a busy schedule. I mean, these events are post the midterms there in the United States. And those events would have seen him be out of the country for quite a period of time. And, at the end of the day, while this has been a very important visit for me to be here in Indonesia so quickly, my first responsibilities are back at home. And I'm sure the President has similar views in terms of where his first responsibilities lay.
Dr. Edel suggests authorities across the Asia Pacific should focus on what good can come out of Mr. Trump's decision.
It strikes me that not only are American officials really prioritizing the region as they have in their official documents on travel to, and it also strikes me that people in Washington understand that this will be seen and interpreted by some as a slight. I don't think it is, but it strikes me as this is an opportunity for Australia and for others to think about how they can then request further engagement and signs of commitment from the U.S.
Andrea Niehoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.